God.
Give me some applause. I got down.
Welcome to another episode of Niggas in the Room. You got your boy Chocolate Thunder JT in with a whole bunch of new guests in this motherfucker, bro. You'll never, ever, ever see what you seeing like this. I just released a whole bunch of new episodes with a couple new characters from the show. I got new people today. I got a whole bunch of other shit going on, bro. I just want to give my people some time to introduce themselves. I'll move to my left, and then we'll go in the circle from there, bro. We still got some people from the old niggas in the room still, too, bro. Yeah. All right, bro. We're going to move to the left, bro. Go ahead and introduce yourself. You can move up to the mic and let everybody
know. This nigga ain't even goddamn turn on the video, but we're going to keep it rolling.
Yo, it's your boy, Jay.
Damon. Yeah, I'm 24. I like shoes. I'm in school right now to be an educator. I want to be a coach one day, and I really just tell the truth. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a Libra. October 1st, shit, you know what I'm saying? Libra gang. But yeah, that's all about me. I'm gonna keep it moving.
Nah, I can't even let it keep it moving. Go and tell the people how we got introduced to each other and everything else that you got going on. I know, like, your resales and everything else. I'm really trying to inspire the culture. And like put my black.
I mean, I feel like all that's gonna come out. We just talking, but yeah, for real, I work at StockX with my boy. We ain't gonna like be like, oh, we don't work there. I work there, but you ain't gonna get nothing out of me. previous to working at StockX, I ran a resale shop out of Tucker, Georgia, and 3 Points ATL. Did that for about a year and a half with my boy. Shout out to Ron D and the crew over there, bro. They're my people forever. Reselled on my own, but I played ball growing up and stuff. Went to school for the Albany State, played football. Really, it wasn't my sport, it was just my size and my athletic ability got me there, and I ended up getting hurt in my fifth concussion and then I called it quits and just got into sneakers afterwards and wore that city gear in the 3 Points, and now I'm here, Mad JT. It was actually funny, he was my boss for a minute.
Nah, bro.
He wasn't my boss, but he was like, he was a leader, so like I would have to listen to what he got to have us do at work, and it wasn't no problem. It just like, really, I had problems with my leader. You know what I'm saying? It just like, we ain't even gonna get into all that.
We'll go.
It's not no smoke personally, but it's like on a business level, I don't like how folk be moving in there, but that's another conversation. But yeah, I'm Jay. Javen, you can catch me on Instagram at Falexa, FYLEXA. Well, I be doing cool stuff, showing cool shoes and stuff. I could get fired for that, but it is what it is.
Hey, that's perfect and everything. So we're going to move on one more seat to the left. Big dog, we already know we got a recurring show. Stopper, the original Dirty Sheet gang in this motherfucker, goddamn. Don't introduce yourself, big dog. You probably gonna have to come a little bit closer to the mic.
What up, baby? Y'all already know who it is. Rich boy again. I'm here to tell y'all how it is and how real. I don't think I gotta give y'all much background. Y'all already know. Chevy rider for show. Not no moto.
Nah. Ah. Where we ride?
Oh,
you know,
Beamer gang.
Beamer gang?
Beamer.
Okay,
German engineering, man.
Couldn't
get the Beamer, but I take the Beamer.
Hey,
man,
I'm Volkswagen gang. Hey, it's all good.
German engineering.
We ain't gonna get into all that.
That's
a conversation
yeah,
in itself.
Yeah, y'all gonna cause some other stuff. But I'm gonna go ahead and pass it to my left. My bad, y'all know me, bro. I get lit.
You got the widescreen there for
me. I feel you. And we have to have it like, you feel me?
Why is you doing it in the front camera?
Huh?
Why is you doing it in the front camera? So you want to be able to see yourself?
Bro, how can I can do, it ain't even about me. It's about y'all. But it's just the same thing.
That's a good ass question, actually.
But the thing about it,
okay. And then still sit on this side.
Yeah. But you still got to turn that last case so you can get the hamburger style going. Yeah. Or the other way, make sure you unlock the orientation.
I see you, bro. That's why I got you here.
Dang,
man,
you
sure you gonna
try
camera, bro. We still going,
bro. I mean, this is a part of it.
I got both of them, bro. We trying to figure out how I feel about it. I got both of them.
And the thing about it, if this could be whatever video, it's gonna be like
dang, they was talking for like 5-15 minutes before they even got the video going, and it's gonna transition to seeing us talking.
It's crazy, but we were
so keep on doing what you're doing.
We said, yeah.
This show this ain't even no edits, bro. That's what made niggas in the room so curious. Let me go ahead and introduce this nigga again, because my nigga Richard did the perfect fucking transition. We've already done this before. So with somebody that don't know what's going on, we just sit down and don't talk about shit.
I know who the fuck he's not. All right, go ahead.
Back the fuck up from the mic.
What's your name?
You shot.
You said from what game?
Hey, he shot it. My name is Jeremiah Johnson. I'm from Macon.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and move to the right one more time. Whatever for the cash, bro.
We really could have done some AirPods to that shit.
Yeah, everybody been plugged in, but it ain't in that sweet right this
week. I'm about to say that sweet.
My shit in the car. I mean, if we get it like that, but it don't matter at this point of shit. It's cool. I ain't tripping on that. But the thing about it is, your arm will get tired. You can do that shit if you want to. I'm going to let you figure it out.
I got something I can do with this like this.
Because your arm is going to shake.
Oh yeah, you already know.
Hey, we might need to turn the not voice cancellation shit on though. Cause like at the same time, it's like it sounds like it cut off what a nigga saying.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say earlier. But y'all didn't cut it off and shit. Like, I'm not saying no relevant shit. I said that.
That's not what the fuck you said.
Yes, it is what I said.
They can't hear you anyway.
You ain't even talking about shit anyway. This nigga talking about so much irrelevant shit. I forgot my past.
But it kind of need to be like that, so it's like a nigga not talking over you. We hear everybody all at once. And if I'm listening to this on the, in the car or in my headphones, that shit is hurting my ears.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, shit, for episode 14 minutes, and they hearing how this shit gonna be rolling. It's not for an episode, per se, but my first
time. This is the first episode, bro.
I mean, it's my first time.
This is the new niggas in the room, bro. We got new niggas in the room.
Who?
Everything gone. I did that. No, baby, you did that. So tell me that.
What?
We gone with the mic.
There you go. We back. Y'all hear it? You hear
it? Yeah, I can hear that fan in the back.
You can't hear me?
We good right here.
We back.
We back now.
We back. We bite. We got a little film going.
Alright, I might need a blast spot. They like muffin.
I'm fucking out of this shit.
But it's cool,
though.
Cool, cool, I ain't need a blast spot.
Man, Jay, are you too cold?
Alright, we bite. Alright, the next nigga to the left, go on and introduce yourself, bro, because you ain't say shit the last time you was on.
You just
ran up on the mic and ain't say nothing.
Let him go, bro.
It's Jeremiah, you feel? It's supposed to
be.
Speak up, bro.
Bro, be quiet, bro.
Let him,
I hear him.
Oh, I'm saying,
man. Leave him alone, goddamn. I'm gonna get on your ass.
Fuck out of y'all.
Look, shit. You go handle that. Welcome to the podcast, sir.
You know what I'm
saying? My boy didn't even finish saying where he was from.
Yeah,
I'm gonna cut that. Hey, look, I got you. Go on here. Let him know where you from. Yeah, that's what it is.
Man, Jeremiah Johnson. This is 478. This is Run 9 Game, you feel? Chill. I'm trying to start smoking and learn some bad influences, but it's on me, dude. I got a funny face, so I'm scared smoking this shit. On the goofy ass, they got everybody like y'all gonna see, like, sober, high, whatever. I'm just goofy as fuck.
How old you in, bro?
All the time.
You didn't need about all
that. How old you, bro?
We got different perspectives in the room. I mean, stop working. I'm wondering, that people gonna want to know how old you is, so it's like, where your perspective coming from?
Yeah, I'm 19, and I'm single, so for all my, you feel me? All my sex and ladies out there, you feel me?
This nigga said, see, y'all keep trying to get me to let this nigga do this shit on my podcast.
We need that. We need some off-topic random shit. It's okay.
For all the ladies, holla at Jeremiah. What's your Instagram?
Yeah, I said Jeremiah.
No, pull up. Tell them what your Instagram is. Spell it out for them. Make sure they hear your Instagram clearly, sir.
How they man up, Jeremiah? Fuck that shit.
It's _Mr. Run 9 Game. You feel me?
What the first part is so I can go follow you?
_ Mr. Run 9 Game.
Okay, cool. All right, so like, even though, he just so happens to work with us as well. I'm not gonna explain how he connected to anybody in the room, but you know, this is my guy right here, and
this the game, bro.
Yeah, like,
this is the new niggas in the room. We may have some more niggas pull up, just like the old podcast, bro. Ain't shit changed.
For real. I'm Caitlin. I'm over here sitting on the floor.
Caitlin,
what's
your
name?
All right, our producer. I'm doing our producer's in the corner.
Yeah.
Doing our new logo. Mm-hmm. Doing our new logo for the Niggas in the Room podcast.
Yep, all
this is Caitlin.
They can't see me. I'm not wearing
them. That's what she do. And that's like our Damaris before Damaris was on camera on Maul and
Maul and
whatever the other
Rory
nigga.
And Maul.
Yeah, Rory and Maul. I fuck with them.
But
alright, bro, alright, we're gonna go on and get into this shit, bro. We're gonna go on and get into this shit, bro. Richard, I'm glad you pulled up when you pulled up, bro. So
then why they be on your ass? That's why they be on your ass.
My bad.
Man, you giving me anxiety.
Right, 99 can't get right.
All right.
God damn, bro. A nigga at work just named that nigga. He said, bro, I swear to God, you fuck me, I'm gonna start calling you can't get right. My brother came in here and dug him that. So now, bro, we the only two niggas in here can call you that shit, but. You dead. You better hope don't nobody. You better hope he whispered it. You done now, bro. He just dubbed you that.
I was the first nigga say that. He said
you said that. Yeah. And he's like, bro, you do one more fucked up thing, you can't get right.
All right.
This nigga fucked up the whole flow, bro. Like I had a whole topic type shit to go to, bro. Nigga. All right. We gonna switch topics.
Yeah, they didn't do me, bro.
You did yourself like that, bro. You gonna be the most famous nigga on this podcast for doing the shit you keep doing. That shit is gonna be crazy, really smart, bro.
But what
really
the thing
smart.
About it? What did he say? What was he?
He wasn't even saying.
I was asking about the schedule for the podcast.
He said, I didn't know, bro. Off topic, bro. Like, nah, I don't even care that this nigga's in the room, so it's gonna be off topic all the time, kinda, because it's just niggas in the room. But don't do no shit like that.
Yeah, I would know which nigga that is. If that nigga in this room, goddamn. All right, bro. How was everybody the week, man? How everything going with everybody? Everybody's doing man, good today,
bro. You motherfuckers at work killing the bees, bro, with 10, 8, 12, another 10. Like, nigga, can we just work 8 hours and go home like we supposed to? No. We ain't that bit working.
This is real life.
45-hour week, what?
Hey, that's that.
That's slick. I slick wanna. You didn't know that. You know, I'm gone. I used to wear it for Stockings too. And I'm pretty sure everything he just said, I said to your ass every week. Damn this shit.
This was that.
This nigga just started working this.
Okay, so like, think about it. Okay, so I feel what you're saying. You grown, got kids, you already know what the hell going on in the real world. He 19. This ain't his first job, but it's one of his first jobs. But he don't understand. You can work a 12-hour shift and be working hard as hell. Like you sweating all 12 in a bit, or like you standing and doing some dumb shit all 12 of them. So it's like, bro, this is the sweetest it's gonna get, kind of like at the same time. Like, especially how it is now, it ain't like how it used to be, where it's like, hey, we ain't gonna get into their whole setup, but it ain't how it used to be. It's like we all do one job, and he ain't even doing it, he's just fucking with some boxes. You know what I'm saying? Giving us shoes to do.
I agree with that.
Hey, this
is why I agree with that whole
thing. I got the most important job in
for
the
sure.
warehouse.
You definitely do.
I got to run the cars.
So you're a
manager. And I got to run the bus.
If you was in the, but if without you, if me, you was in my world, you would be a manager.
Without
me. No. It's not without you.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's not
in,
just
in,
you.
In, it's in, not just, in retail?
Yeah,
yes.
You'll be a manager.
Yes. I might be a DM somewhere by now.
This is not retail. This is a logistics. From a logistics.
All this shit is logistics.
Like, nah, he wouldn't be. He would be a runner. A nigga that come back there and move back there pallets out of the way once we got them cleared the pallet out of some shit. Like, or he moving a pallet. He on a pallet driver, got them moving that shit. That's what he would be technically if we wasn't moving shoes and doing what we do. We're not getting into to specifics of what the fuck StockX is and how they move, because, like, that could be some whole other shit, but, like, yeah, like, he got the sweetest job you can
but
do.
Why
what we mean him.
But,
see, but, out of all, out of every job y'all do, only because I know the every part of that. Where I'm at now, retail, what you doing now, that's going to be life. Like, I left that shit, yeah. Y'all can throw that money out there, but I can't be moving like that.
Like, it ain't for everybody. Like, it's like, it's not hard, y'all, but it's like, sometimes you feel like, for what we do, you feel like you deal with in this
situation. Too much bullshit.
And I feel like that with any job, that's why it's called a job and not a career. But when they say you on, when we first get in the company, they be like, oh, you can move up fast, and then you be busting your ass. And a lot of times it ain't about what's in your ass, really about politics and like being the full face.
It's all about who you know and everything in life.
And that's, that's crazy to say that about just a child.
I ain't even mean it. You can say politics, but sucking dick is not a part of politics. But even though
that is part of politics.
Sucking dick is a part of politics. But if you know somebody who knows somebody, and you suck that dick just a little bit. It's a lot of people in positions in this job because they were sucking dick.
That's not true.
Nah, it's not true.
You know, I'm gonna put it like this.
I'm not like.
So I can say, so you can clearly sit here and say, he who we may not name got a job purely because his work status. And kept his job so long because of his work status, or was it because he was sucking dick?
We can go back to me.
You went second.
No, that's the difference. I'm the one that's going to default what you say.
You OG. Like, you weren't taking no shit.
But the thing
see,
about it,
this
like,
nigga was taking all the shit and still was like.
But look, think about it. Who you talking about? I'm actually cool with them in real life.
You ain't cool with them in real life.
I am.
You are?
I am.
Like, you go kick with that nigga and have a coffee with this nigga that we talking about.
If I request to, I probably would, because it's been occasions where we've been in the same vicinity, chopped it up and all shit like that. I have no
problem. We ain't talking, no. I ain't talking about that nigga. I'm talking about, you talking about Caucasian, right?
Are you talking about a
he who
mound?
We, yo.
A
who?
Round mound?
Huh?
A
yeah.
Round mound?
Yeah. No. Under him. The old problem.
I mean, I see him,
Have you seen him in...
Okay, so we're not on the specifics.
Could you have a copy with him?
I don't want to.
Me neither.
He's not the type of person that I would associate myself with, bro, because, like, he really... Okay, you ain't got to... It's not what you about to do, bro. Just walk out the room.
He's so funny, man.
Why is you announcing what the fuck you doing?
I just
announced
it.
It's a
fat motherfucker.
Why is your lip always on the ground, bitch?
Why? You better not come back in there, bitch.
All right, come on. All right, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro. But
think about it, bro. Shit, the plan was, bro, for everybody to be on point and doing what they were doing. This one nigga don't want to follow goddamn protocol. So shit, we back. I was gonna do it from behind the scenes, but me and my niggas bike goddamn back like we used to be. Goddamn, it's back to the goddamn big three.
He really got to bring that in here. If anything, he need to bring my tray and all that.
That nigga need to be a runner, bro.
Yeah,
he's still a runner.
Go ahead, bring that tray and look at you. See what I'm talking about. You're a runner now.
That's where you said it. You're a runner now.
Look, he like, I swear I act.
We 20 minutes in. We done clowned you 5 times for those stupid shit.
Before you got at least, you get comfortable.
You got 15.
I heard it's a tray. You got 15, bro.
You gotta take the 15.
Say something about a tray.
Big bro, you gotta take your 15 or you can wrestle Richard.
What you mean?
You can take the 15 in the corner or you can wrestle Richard. Just slide back 15 minutes. We ain't doing that on camera. That'll be after the pod. Nah. We don't promote violence. It's been a long time,
but you pick a move, bro. That's the only move on you.
What if that nigga smash you, though, bro?
Alright, what if? Who has? Facts!
Now I got a pinky toe in there.
We don't know different. He got on shoes and no socks right now. He's really savage.
Who he sound like? It took him too long for that. I'm doing that young.
Anything else, nigga, can go.
Can we pause and roll up and shit?
I mean, that could be on here. I ain't tripping.
Oh, that's a good pause. Yeah, I get your
pause. Because I feel like by the time this is pumping and jumping, marijuana won't be looked at as the way it looked at right now.
You smoking weed, bro. I'm smoking weed.
Oh, I got a call.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm still young. I don't want to do that shit. If you don't want me smoking cigarettes, I'm going to be. That's a way of respect. So, appreciate you. They don't let Joe, that same man told Joe, but
cigarettes.
That's why we just take pot of it. But me and him smoke cigarettes. Like,
what the fuck is wrong with these?
Man, I don't want to smoke that bogey, man. I don't even want to pause. I told y'all what I want to do. I just want to know where it
is. This nigga gonna go get a kid cushion for his ass. I need you to go get the tray.
Roll the tray. Where the rest of the beer at, bro?
Because you fucked up already.
You don't want to walk out of the trash bag.
You talking about
you run down game, run down on the weed? No disrespect. None of them niggas is making, bro, because I know that nigga goddamn thought.
Oh, my God. That
nigga
would
definitely give a nigga my address. Listen, bro, you heard what they say about you? No disrespect.
Hold on. Nah.
No disrespect to y'all niggas at all, bro. All right, so this nigga, if he part of y'all gang, bro.
All right, so listen. Shout out to Macon for real. I fuck with Macon. But I got a story about Macon. I got a few stories about Macon. So, like, you know, I mess with a chick from down there at school. And then, whatever. I just go down. Nah, this my whole ordeal right here. He didn't even bring, she told me, but shit.
What?
You can fuck with that shit. You can fuck with that shit. Yeah. I know you can not get down with that. You need to eat?
I got, you know, I got my own. What's on that? I got.
Okay, so boom. All right. You gonna walk back in when I'm talking about making shit. Shout out to Tuzu, not Tuzu.
I'm sorry, Post-MA?
Hey, shout out, bro.
I'm sorry.
It ain't none of your shout out, bro.
I apologize to you for this. This is gonna be the only one. This is gonna be the only one.
You don't give a fuck.
Nah, I love you, bro.
Nah, it's all good. So listen. All right, so, you know. Oh. Yeah. No. Oh,
wait. Dollar, bro.
Open that door.
Dollar, bro.
Open it up. This nigga got to be a part of the podcast. What's
up, man? Close it. Go.
All right, so boom. So, shout out to Clockwork, you know. He's still in live and shoot down there. But really, my story about the 478 is, you know, an encounter I had when I was in school. So I went to Auburn State University. So what happened was one night we in the dorms and stuff. It's like a group of like 9 females. They turned out to be from Macon. We don't worry about that. We in school, you know. I'm a freshman, but I'm really not the typical freshman because I went to prep school, so I'm a year older than everybody. I'm seasoned, you know, I do this.
Just personally, I want to ask, they light skin or dark skin?
Both.
It was a mix of light skin and dark skin.
So it's like
Macon?
Yes.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
Ooh.
But like, you know, they, I saw already, you know, they talk crazy.
Can I ask one more question?
What's up?
Did one of them bitches or multiple of them bitches named with a like it was like Alexa, Virginia, goddamn Christina.
Oh, for sure.
Y'all, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
And I ain't got no problem with the girl. I don't care. But one of these girl name would, like, you know, if your name got too many syllables, her name is Tatriana.
Oh, nah, that bitch from the south side.
But she cool. I fuck with her. It ain't nothing against her. You good. I ain't got nothing against her, but like, boom, so they had this story part of it. Like, 9 female, me and my homies, like three or four of us. One of my partners serves, but he serves in another dorm next to our dorm. So, boom, we got the 9 female, boom, y'all need, they like, oh, we need some weed. My dumb man, like, oh, my partner got that. Cool, say less. So, it's a vibe. And going to the room, no. Turns out, in the middle of the day.
Why you do the bar?
How you want to put it? So, boom. Yeah, moving too much.
Yeah, come on, bro.
So, boom.
You take the pillow with you.
So,
what? Bro, you still on your 15. You just did it for a second, bro.
That's crazy.
You got that 7 more. What we at?
So, you have to put socks on to be in here.
Five.
Yes, those are
crazy. This is niggas in the woods. Not niggas in the woods, bro.
This
ain't this nigga show.
That's wild.
Those are crazy. Bro. Look at
your feet, bro.
Man, hell no.
Oh, shit. I
just
realized what y'all was talking about, bro. Damn.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, how many hours you smoked them bitches for?
This nigga smoking a cigarette indoors.
It's that one for me.
This nigga feet look like they smoke cigarettes themselves.
Alright, I'm just gonna say this personally, right? If everybody get missing, there's a lady in the room, right? Lady, could you please put your toes out? They're not immaculate.
Nigga, shit, girl. I'm a grown man.
Put your fucking foot
out.
Put your foot out. Come
on. Black and fuck.
No, grab one of them cameras. Grab this. I got it.
Oh.
This
is like the perfect place to tell this story too. So boom, all y'all from Macon in here, right?
I'm from Macon.
Yeah,
he's from Macon.
We're folks, y'all.
For sure. So y'all already know how the Macon folks get down. Get out of my mouth. I don't want to be on that camera with you. Oh, that look crazy.
It's gotta be what it is.
So look, alright, so, you know, we went over there. They came with us to go get the weed. We out in the dorm. They getting their weed or whatever. He trying to make change for a girl. He see that's like $600 gone. My partner said $600 gone. I ain't watching. Only people that been in the room is the females and us at this moment. So you know what he, what can you assume somebody just stole your money in the room? The whole time while we trying to check the female, like, man, I took the money, none of them had the money in the room. There's one female outside, so-called on the phone with her grandma, she stole the money. She has the money. What?
Right.
Oh, they can't hear. I can hear my son, nigga.
Now you good, girl.
So, boom, she got the money. We like, oh, she got the money. She like, no, I don't. I was like, all right, so let's, so that fills it out that day. So the next day, a couple days later, go down. My partner decides to be like, he thinks it's a bright idea to go confront the girl at her dorm. Go confront the girl at her dorm about the money. With other females with us, that didn't go well. No money was, you know, came by that situation. But as we leaving that situation, they done call somebody on campus that's cool with them from Macon.
Where way. You went? Y'all was at Macon State?
No, Albany State.
Well, why was that?
Keep going.
So it's
Albany State. Hold on.
It was
a Macon
home
and Albany.
Yeah.
They were down there already.
So they go to Albany State with me. They students too, like I'm a student. So 24. They didn't call one of their partners that I'm cool with as well. That, you know, we chop it up, we smoke. You know what I'm saying? Some of his partners is roommates with my partners. So it's like it ain't no pressure with them boy, but it's just like, you know, it's like basically about to turn into Atlanta versus Macon. But it like we ain't as deep in them folk. They way more than them. It make it closer than Albany in Atlanta, so it's like, okay, we not thinking like that though. So boom, boy come out, he comes, who this? I ain't gonna say no. He like, who da 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 da. I'm like, hey, bro, chill, bro. Like, give us some money, bro. You don't even know what the hell going on. Like, this ain't your situation, bro. Calm down. So it turned out my partner, like, probably like 75 yards away, but hear me and him yelling. You know? So he run down there like, who yelled my name? So he see bro from making it, bro is little, like he probably like he probably your height, but he like skinny. He really run track. I think he ran track. He was fast there, but bro, he couldn't get away from bro. Like he, but it was like he probably.
Best time made a nigga run track.
But it was like 6'2", 220. I'm talking about he boom little buddy. Like he pick him up like where the fuck my money at? And like boom, like it was crazy. So boom.
I'm gonna tell you something, bro. Niggas that's my size wear big clothes too.
No. This is not one of them making niggas. This
big,
is.
I wear big clothes, so me and him look the same size.
I don't know if he like he my generation making though. He's not your generation. He's probably a little older than you too though.
Sorry.
Come up.
It can't be. Your clothes big because like that's what you like.
Bro, that's not what we finna do.
What?
See what I'm saying? We're not finna stop a whole conversation for you to jones somebody.
Why?
That was a setup for a joke, and it was trash.
Like, it was trash. If you're gonna do it, you gotta be funny, like, so sneaky. That was so ass.
You gotta be so sneaky,
like, that was so ass.
That's trash, bro.
Like, come
this
on,
this nigga
bro.
Right here, this nigga like, bro, you were a big fool, dude.
Like, that was really bull buns. I thought you was really finna murder him.
Show me your Uber, bro. This nigga woke me up this morning and said, hey, bro, I got a dope ass hoop, bro. That bitch light up.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I ain't like that at all. That was like really lame. They interrupted the story for the 11th time. So,
and we put him in the corner 15 minutes. He slid back up.
And I'm thinking he finna say something like really
good. Something that matters, bro.
Like backstory. Hey,
the bad part about it is when you said side note, I knew you would say some bullshit.
And you know
but
what?
When you said what you got to say, I'm like, maybe he knows something that I don't know. Maybe he's about to say something.
I just think he's gonna have the time to really be like, this is what a making person.
I'm gonna reintroduce this shit. We're gonna do it on Facebook.
Making niggas.
Where
we on?
Is that cigarette gone?
Yes, sir.
That cigarette been gone for a long time.
Alright, that shit's
wait hand, nigga. I stopped this one for a second.
Okay, so
man, making niggas is different, bro. Like,
okay, so let me tell you the story how like how different y'all is and like how I really like it.
That one.
Okay, so can I tell my story though?
Go ahead.
Are interrupting.
Go ahead, tell your story.
Look at his feet. Of course he interrupted. He interrupted everything. My bad. But look at your feet.
We got a panel, bro.
You was about to be a part of the panel, bro.
Like,
that shit was like,
and
really
now you just done fucked it up.
I didn't look up and I didn't, like, 36 minutes went by. And
you done fucked up 16 times podcast.
No, it's 10 minutes on the mark. He likes to do shit. And it's like, bro, what the fuck? Every 10 minutes, you gotta goddamn come in and say something so off topic.
We coming to you. I don't even give a fuck about the fucking story. We gotta talk about Will Smith getting smacked because you done fucked up the economy over here.
Yeah, that nigga dumb as fuck, bro. You got a bitch like
that.
We
didn't ask your opinion at all, bro. Hell no, listen
to what I got to say, bro, because I really feel a certain type of way.
Hold on one second, bro. About how Jada doing this, man.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Fuck Jada, bro. Like, everybody's starting to see it now. Like, everybody from us to, like, to other aliens.
Can you speak into the mic, please, sir?
I'm talking about it. You ain't talking.
I ain't saying move the fucking mic, bro.
You said, bro, that's the point of having a rotating mic, nigga.
So you can't test it.
Yes, it do.
What you do is you...
Man, this shit got a witch card right
it's
here.
It's not going to rotate. Y'all see this nigga right here,
man,
bro.
Anyway,
this nigga got a rolling chair.
Stop.
Thank you. Please, bro.
This shit is literally turning into a bottle.
That's what it's
going to be. Go ahead and get your fame, bro.
You better be famous.
I'm not trying to make it about this nigga, but it's like, God damn.
I'm about to make you famous, bro.
Let me see you, though.
Kevin Samuels,
though.
No, not even like that.
Bro, y'all talking about interrupting. God damn.
School up, bro. Tell your story.
Yeah, I so like, Jada Pinkett, bro, like, she, you dead wrong. Like, you just, every day we finding some shit that you want to say about this man. That man really just gave his career away. He gave his career away to protect your name, even though I think he just did it, like, just so he wouldn't go viral over that shit. But he ended up going viral anyway.
Look at that. But your stomach go both sides of the room.
What you trying to figure out where it is, bad, dude?
Oh, where your eyes at? If you look at your eyes on this, boy.
That's that hook.
So, boy, all right, look. I really didn't want to talk about this on here because it's really a cheesy situation.
No, it ain't cheesy.
It really is. Niggas going through this shit daily, though. Cause they choosing to. He choosing to do that shit.
Yeah, man.
You don't want to deal with it. You ain't got to deal with it, bro.
That ain't.
Hey, excuse me. Can I please take control of this conversation for 1 second? There is no nigga that I know personally that makes $50 million a year and is going through something personally with their wife at home. If I made $50 million dollars a year,
man,
there would be no personal problem between me and the female at my home. The woman that is causing the problem is the problem between Will Smith and everything else that's going on.
But no,
you don't think that?
No,
yeah, I think it's the
problem.
Yeah,
Jada is the problem. Yeah, I don't agree with anything that you're saying because you haven't had a relationship to take to that point.
Because I'm not trying to.
Matter of fact, you have. You've been to that point. I've seen people take you to places that you're not supposed to be.
One female, bro, but we ain't even gonna talk about that shit right now.
You're 19 years old.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't gonna talk about that. That's another episode. That's a long story.
We got
plenty
of episodes, but I'm saying you're 19 years old, bro, right?
Yeah,
You've already been taken to the place of no return. When it comes to you and
future. It wasn't a place of no return because I'm back. I'm back on my same bullshit.
If you didn't have the provisions that you had at the time being, you would have spent jail time. Someone's probably up there.
I'm not gonna lie, I ain't gonna count, I feel like not all females are bad, but at the same point, all of y'all act the same in ways, like niggas, we some simple ass creatures, dead ass, like we some simple.
I don't want to talk about this shit, bro.
What are you talking about? I'm going to ask you directly. What are you talking about?
Excuse me. Thank you.
Got one more. Anyway, all right, Jay. My bad. I ain't mean to put a light in your face like that, bro. Not for real. I ain't going to do that. What are you talking about?
I was talking about how... First, we was talking about Jay.
No. I'm saying literally. What are you talking about?
Right now,
give me the basis of your conversation and explain it.
I'm talking. No, it wasn't. But that nigga's fast like wind. That nigga just want to be a part of this. She not going for that shit no more. Females.
Oh, man, bro. When people jump subjects, we need to. Jada Pinkett Smith. The point about Jada Pinkett Smith that you're talking about, what's the conclusion of it?
That she is the reason that females like her are the reason that niggas do what we do. Y'all always be like, niggas ain't shit, or niggas don't give me attention or time. Niggas don't show their
care. Alright, cool. Off this dumb nigga type, we finna go off here. Some real nigga shit. No. Okay. Just give me a second. It's okay. Alright. For the next topic, I'm just gonna ask the general audience and the general audience of this room what they think about paying for sex. Like, I had a friend tell me a story recently about basically paying $800 for sale. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, I'm just trying to see if this is an appropriate thing for the black community to be doing. Or, like, because me, I had a nickname, and my nickname came with sex, right? So, when a woman was introduced to me, they already knew they wouldn't get no fucking money, bro. How you fucking get it? This is my own thing. But I just want to know, just from the audience, right? Just from the audience, how do y'all feel about paying for sex, bro?
Hey, bro, I gotta put my input in. This shit is old subject.
This shit is on subject. We stopped the whole story.
I got something, motherfucker.
We stopped the whole story. I stopped my story, didn't give a fuck, because you kept having shit to say. You had a whole story by yourself. Nobody gave a fuck about the story. It was no context with the fucking story.
This shit was trash.
This shit was ass.
Trash.
You made that shit ride.
I just made the greatest introduction ever.
Nigga, you 19. How the fuck you got anything to say about this shit yet? Fuck you, the last nigga we about to talk to about this motherfucking shit. This nigga in his 30s, I'm mid-20s, so of course we got shit to say. You ain't got shit to say yet, so you gonna motherfucking wait. I had a partner that went to Amsterdam, though.
Thank you!
So listen, though. There you go, you said it's different, right?
Sir, listen, I apologize for interrupting your story. Can you please introduce the topic again? Because I forgot it.
We're talking about paying for sex.
All right, there we go.
How you feel about it? So, boom. Like, there we go. How we feel about it? I'm straight on it. We'll get deep into it after I tell the story about my partner's how he feel about it.
As soon as you said you went to another country.
It wasn't me and my partner. My partner, but we close.
It don't matter.
That's why I said, as soon as you said
by yourself?
Okay, so
you
listen, my partner went. Okay, so but like the whole time he there, we talking. You know what I'm saying? Like shit, cause like they were bros, dude. Like he living, we lived through each other. So boom, he in Amsterdam, he with family, but it get late at night, so a nigga can do what he want to do. So he go do what he want to do. And if you know about Amsterdam, you know, okay, boom, they been smoking weed over there, but that's not the biggest thing. It's the red light district. So he was like, shit, I'm about to go see what that shit talking about. He went to go see what that shit talking about. But his whole thing was that, like, he not doing that shit at home. Like, that's an experience somewhere else. And I felt him. But for me, I am straight on that. Because it's his own. To each his own. Like, y'all might be like, I'm going to do it. No, yeah, you are last right now. You are last right now.
Wait. So, boom.
And then we're going to get him. Me and him can interject. You can't interject when nobody's talking.
You just had a whole fucking...
You can have your time at the end when everything's going on.
This is not your time.
But you don't have no interjection. You can't ask me, nigga, no questions. You can't do shit. You came out the corner. It's like 12 minutes.
No, you're giving it too much energy now. So fuck it. So boom. He's we're on the phone. He's like, all right. So I just found one. I'm straight right now. I gotta get this shit out. And it's hot as a motherfucker right here. So he's telling me he just found one. Boom. He do what he do. He's straight. So man, we dig down and talk about it. He like, I ain't doing that shit again. I probably will if I go back, but he's like, it's only for there. Like, it's like,
you don't pay for pussy in America when you go to Brazil, Amsterdam.
Boy, you talking about Brazil, you trying to catch something. What you got? I know you got something to say. Go ahead and say it. Just swallow what you guys
need to do. I really want y'all to get all y'all overseas out.
So
overseas, but you
that's
know
what
my,
talking about. This overseas, no,
but me, you know my overseas.
But go ahead.
For me, right. I'm not doing it, like, because I feel like I do this already too much at home. It's part, no, I'm not paying for pussy. But when you're in a relationship, technically you are. Like, we taking them out on dates. You know what I'm saying. When you're not living together in a full relationship, we taking them out on dates, buying them gifts and stuff like that. That's what we doing. Like, and the girl told me, and I said, yeah, it makes sense, but. It will make me feel better if I'm doing it in that sense and not buying hotels and be down to doing these women. Like, when I can just get a girl and just do that, or like, I can just be down in the car or whatever. But me, I've been in a relationship for 3 years, so it's different. Like, I'm, hell nah, ain't no way, Joe. Like, yeah, that's just me. What you got to say, though?
I got you, bro. I feel you, bro. Like, look, even in the situation going on right now, bro, like, if I go to another country, bro, like, my brother know how I feel about purchasing a child. This gets my religion, right? I've only been to about 30 states, right? I've only met
a That's state. A lot.
You said only, right?
I've only been on the East Coast, bro. I've been to Alabama, Tennessee, and I only went to one country outside of the United States.
And Japan. All
right. You're experienced.
See,
I only ever been to
my thing is the women. She doing shit. This needs to be a videographer. I guess. Yeah, I just let it. The thing is, with me, like, every time I went out of the country, I want to see what it would take for me as a regular person with regular money to have sex with a regular girl. See, the thing that I dispute with, because everybody's like, oh, Bobby, fucking so many bitches and I do this and that. Like, are you fucking threes or you fucking sevens? Cause that's a big difference. Are you fucking a project chick that's bald headed like Jada? Or are you fucking the baddest bitch in the project that the dope boy can fuck? See, like, to me that makes a difference between the standards of you gotta differentiate the status of the woman that you're dealing with. When it comes to
Status is not what is status now? Because social media is broken that where it's like, really, in reality, a girl is a six or a seven, But because it's social media, she put on some goddamn makeup or something to take good pictures. She an 8 or a 9 now because she didn't did that. So like really, like are you fucking them bottle girl hole like at the little spot? Like you're the one top tier. Like
you're right.
Like outside of like nobody really wanna be like, ooh, I fuck a stripper. Because you can just pay for that. Like, but like are you like what do you really own? Like, you feel me? Like,
see, the thing is what I'm saying is the niggas who have lived life and fuck strippers for free. Like a stripper pull you to her crib with her air mattress and her wind mirror.
And you not paying?
No, you ain't paying.
Well,
I ain't throw no money in the club. I didn't throw no money in the club. Only thing I did was have a conversation.
They go back. And that's cool, you. That mean your mouthpiece of the game, but they go back to that shit, the whole status thing in social media. She really is 6, but she's throwing her ass, so it made her a 7.5 in your head. And then when she got that makeup on, she take them pictures and make her motherfucking 9 on social media.
I told her I'm not disagreeing with you. I told her I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay, I'm just saying. I just,
but I'm disagreeing.
You gotta come to
sometimes like these girls be 6s, and like because of what they did in the club and who they didn't smash to make them 9s, and really in reality, like they said,
I don't feel like the people who they smashed made them 9s. I feel like, oh no, I take that back,
dude.
I take it to a woman's standard, right? A woman can look at another woman and say, I'm fucking Future, who did you fuck? But to a man, that's not the same thing. I don't give a fuck.
But it's not these young nigga. But I don't care. Oh, she fucked Future. I done fucked too.
Nah, okay. I ain't even gonna flex. Nigga who just left the room, if he heard a bitch fuck Future, she wouldn't, even when he cared what she looked like, he would still fucking just say, I fucked the same bitch.
It was a rumor when I was in high school that this girl I went to high school fucked one of the Migos. What you think that did to her in high school?
That turned her up.
They turned her up.
I don't know if it's real or not. Yeah.
You're gonna have to work to talk to this bitch.
But it's not even that.
That's the bitch I don't want.
See, nah.
That's us. But like, listen to this. This is what we're not talking about.
Right. I want to make my bitch popular.
See, my thing is,
I don't want to
be no. Y'all be talking about the 6s, the 7s, and the 8s. Like, what about the real deal 10s? Which is why I got
I'm saying, hear me.
When she's single, or she's a 10 when she.
She a 10. She can be 10 while she's single, and she can be a 10 while she's in a relationship. Yeah. One reason why you can be a 10 while you're in a relationship, say me, single. Go out and I don't need it all. Like, you see, I ain't about no game, but you really with your nigga. Yeah, man. I'm sorry. The ones that say, I shouldn't have, to you. Mm-hmm. Nope, it don't even matter what she say to him next.
Can you break that down for me, bro? Because I'm about to live it.
Cool.
I'm just about to live it. You talking about what type of chick you talking about?
He said, which 10? Mm-hmm. Is she a 10 because she's single? Or she a 10 because she in a relationship? Relationship, married, all that, period.
Because that plays a role in men's mind. Because, like, what we don't really realize is men, like, we got some devious fucking mindsets.
Facts.
Like, real shit, like, just because she married a kid, she might have a fat ass, be like, oh, I want that.
There is nothing
that'll
stop a thirsty man from
negative.
Being a woman.
It depends. Cool. Only reason I'm going to say cool is because you said thirsty.
Thirsty.
Thirst and being a man is a little different.
You said dog or something?
No,
I thought somebody was like, no, for real, I'm good.
You good. I already know.
I ain't trying to start no shit, bro. I ain't trying to start no shit.
I'm going to fuck you up.
My thing is, 10, in a relationship, not in a relationship, going to school, focused or driven or whatever.
Right?
I'm trying to.
I don't think you can.
How about you listen to me tell you?
I mean, how old are y'all? How old are you?
I'm 33.
30, how old are you?
32.
32. So y'all almost got 10 years on me. So like, as a young person, it's gonna be a little different for me. Like the whole school.
You didn't know that nigga. How old you thought that nigga was?
He told me three times. I heard when he told me.
So it's gonna be a little different than what he look at than what I look at, because what I look at may be like her potential in life, and that's how a lot of females gonna look at us, is our potential in life. Like, it's not gonna be what we have. A lot of times, yeah, it is about what we have, but about marriage and all that, it be the potential. It don't be what you got at the moment.
Tap me, man. You don't think
I used to tell them niggas here daily.
Like, I went to private school. So I went with, at some point, I went to school with the same person for 8 years. Female or male. Niggas gonna go, you know, most niggas, they wanna go for that popular bitch. You know, that bitch too was established. I wait on that bitch. She's still a 10 now. It's a reason why she the popular bitch. Single or in a relationship. That bitch still gonna be there too. Mm-hmm. Nah. My list of female, my list of female friends now. Not cut buddies, side chick friends. Like who willing to, if a bitch wanna get jealous or do something jealous, who, you know, who will step up and show out for me, even though she has nothing tied to me besides the friendship.
Hey, they recording shit for them up. This shit red now, fuck that
nigga. Let me see it. Yeah, that shit is different.
My phone probably shit died.
Nah, that bitch. No lie though, when I move, yeah.
Okay.
It's up the maximum recording time. She's
stopping. And I can take the conversation to where I think it should, you know, I win.
We buy it, man. We done had some.
We really got to get back to this
real conversation we were having, bro. I apologize for you being rude and interrupting, sir.
I was just so
good. You gotta scoot up like two scoops in the chair.
Nah, once he had
everybody said, had this like six, like at least like a foot from the mic type aspect.
Once he said Amsterdam, bro, it was over. I like it.
Thank you for reintroducing that subject. I was gone, bro.
That was a good one. I was hurt. Gone, I was like, that's
I was gone, shit. Bro.
Yeah. Please gone. Be quiet.
Out of the country, though. Out of the country. I feel like if you're not married, if you're single, if you like army, just a regular civilian. If you're a civilian, you go somewhere else, bro.
What'd you think about that?
I'll see. I was in the army. So I left the States immediately. Like, I was out. My first place was South Korea. We had a place over there in Amsterdam, like, what you call it? Goddamn. Anyway, it's called Hooker Hill. South Korea. That shit on
the red.
That shit on the red light district.
Basically the red.
Yeah, light. Basically. But that shit called Hooker Hill.
Yeah, I know you're trying.
So, that shit be on our briefings. Like,
you don't get caught here again.
You get caught here, it's. You out of here. Fucked around. Went up. Then no. Immediately found out, though. Because, like, them bitches come to you. Now, if you walking up the street, they grab me. Hey, come here. Oh, I know you. You military. You speaking. You speaking American. So I know you're not from here.
This man just said American.
I can do this. I can do it right there. Good.
I mean...
No, you need to hear you. So, I mean, like, I know how to, you know, so now when you hear you,
oh,
not, that's what I'm saying. Yes. I don't need them. Go ahead.
Because I'm geek. I'm a geek, bro. I like to do it, tell the truth the best way I can.
So, you can't hear yourself. When you move in, you hear you.
Yeah, I hear myself.
Hold on. I got you.
Good.
But hit that man with
that. That's what you do, bro.
He did, bro. He hit my nose.
You got to do that. Go ahead.
But, yeah. So, I immediately walked back down. Back down. Cause this shit, this is not what I'm here for. I know not to be here. I love my money. So, on the way down, snatching
bro. Still doing it, bro.
Bro, hey, good. Bro. I can hear it.
You hear what I'm talking about? It's better now?
No, it's okay. He good.
I don't know. I can hear me.
No, you gotta get closer. If you can hear you in that, you good.
This nigga wants you to be in that.
Yeah, he got me fucked up. I'm not a rapper, okay? When we get closer, I'm not a rapper.
When you hear yourself, now you hear the difference. I got you, bro. This is what I need to do. This is where you need to be at.
Live from the booth. Dumb bag.
That's where you need to be at.
I mean, that's all I can say.
See, now you hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But immediately, though, once you say it, answer that, I'm like, yeah, because witnesses will come. And it ain't high. No lie. Shit ain't high. But
what the price is? I'm really curious to figure out what the price is.
I don't know what the price is because I walked my ass down the motherfucking hill.
That's what you supposed to do, bro. Yeah, so, oh God, that's what you supposed to do.
I think
that's
my boy very got, I think he paid a 40 and got everything he needed to get.
I don't think he did it.
No, no, no.
You know, look, just disrespectfully.
No, I think he like basically he got the. You know what I'm saying? Like
he got the 3-piece.
Hey, no,
he didn't get the family meal.
that whole store came from
what I was
saying,
like,
spending money on.
Yeah,
what
you
talking
like,
about?
I was like, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck who you is or who you, what your beliefs are.
Man,
you don't pay for it.
I have
you
to
don't
call
pay for
in.
The hotel. Guess what? Over there, we ain't got to pay for the hotel.
I gotta call in a special guest. Can you hand me the platform?
Yeah.
I gotta call in a special guest, bro. He don't even know I'm calling.
I just want to know if you heard my statement.
Oh, you know I heard just that. When you go overseas, it should be acceptable.
Oh, acceptable? It's just the opposite, bro. Over here, you need food, drink, boom, whatever. Over there, you need
$30.
You need
whatever you need. Like, because it's
room,
for that.
Drink, all that.
And while one of our guests are leaving, I'll indulge something. Those are also the best people to get the things that you can't get when you're out there sometimes.
Nice
when you go overseas, you can meet some people, and they can introduce you to the people that have the things that you can't get, and you can't fly with the things that you can't fly with, and
like burden. Like, what the hell going on? Listen,
ain't burning.
We good. Thing about it is,
you got the Falcons on. You're right. I'm burning. I love it. Go ahead.
No. I said Bird Gang. I said this nigga sound like Bird from Bird Gang.
Oh shit!
I said you sound like it. This nigga.
Oh shit!
You said something about Bird Gang. I was like, bro, that's true red.
Oh shit! Then all right, here we go.
The things that we do with the dude, like, where the fuck is old?
Are you a Falcons fan though?
Yeah, sadly.
All right. I'm just making a special guest call, real quick. He gonna say it anyway, so it don't matter. I'm just gonna say, don't say what you're supposed to. Not the same. But he gonna say it anyway. My best nigga from nigga in the room ain't gonna answer the phone. It's gonna be a lot of these tonight, bro.
Hi, this is John Terry.
Hey,
I'm Dubai too.
All right. Oh, he is in Dubai. Damn, bro.
Fuck, I'm talking about.
Bro, no. You, that shit was funny what you saying. I've been in 30 states. You ain't been. Everybody done been to 30 states.
Been to Dubai.
Huh?
I mean, 30
Dubai
states.
Dubai ain't dope. You can't smoke no dope in Dubai.
It's 50.
One thing about it, if you drive anywhere out of state, you're going to go into every other state.
Virginia.
Yep, that's my asshole response. What? You can't even argue.
Yeah.
Yep.
New York.
You done took trips. You rode through South Carolina, North Carolina.
Bro, you done took trips with me.
Alabama, oh, that's why I'm telling
Tennessee.
That's that irrefutable evidence.
So it's about like 11 for me? Like, what the fuck I'm going to all these random.
You went to California?
Nah, I ain't never been to
Nothing. No, I've California,
been,
no.
I've been to Mexico, but I ain't never been to California. Like, it's
Mexico is California, bro.
No, not Cancun.
No.
Cancun.
None of that shit is two different things.
Cancun is like by the Gulf of Mexico.
You can put it even in the side of California.
Yeah,
that shit ain't nothing like.
What city you talking about?
What?
All right. I ain't tapped in with West Coast shit.
See,
So I'm gonna leave it alone. All right.
Cancun,
I ain't go to
you
where
got,
I was
you
supposed
got,
to go.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Cancun. I ain't go where I was supposed to go.
That's what
Cancun,
that is.
Like,
I was in South Cali, bro. I ain't do nothing.
What you went to? San Diego?
San Diego pretty cool too.
Talking.
Yeah, he out of
there. Nah. Anyway, so for the next topic, bro, we can finally get on some real shit, bro. We've been sitting there clowning and shit, just like
the climbing, the music, and everything.
It was just funny, bro, to me. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be the next one.
No, no, you ain't, bro. It ain't you, bro. Yeah,
you came
you
here.
You have shit to say.
I tried to give him a chance. You came here.
Nah, he was already on
everything.
He ain't got no proof. He ain't got no proof.
I'm on that.
He ain't got no proof. He only met him twice. The first time Richard met him, he came out respectfully and shook his hand and dipped. He don't know like the type of person he is. Like in 3 minutes, he gonna come in here and do the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I personally would like the little dude on here because it give a crazy perspective, but I need
him. You need his demographic, bro.
Yeah, really I need him to be like
19.
Can I tell you the truth? Everybody on the podcast, wow, they're not around. I used to be the same nigga, but every question I was asking was how do I make more money? And as soon as I had an answer to that question, I would implement it into my success. He just takes it and put it in the bank. I feel like one day this man would just goddamn unlock his vault and be the most successful person that he can be. But I don't feel like he gets it right this second. And when everybody's young, that always happens. There's always a time in life that niggas don't want to hear shit nobody else got to say. Sometimes me and my nigga Richard get into it.
Yeah, but it's not even that he don't want to listen. It's just he feel like he got so much to say and he got to be heard. And like some of the things that we say, it really like a rough draft of a writing where it's like that shit can just be scrapped up and thrown away. And like a lot of shit I feel like I say when niggas actually do get me to talking is a rough draft or some shit that I could like really like be talking about on the podcast like right now. But it's like being young and like, you know, not having it figured out and trying to figure it out. That shit just feel like it make you feel like your perspective is a good perspective because you still trying to figure shit out. And it's like it is a good perspective, but like with him, he got to like know how to tame that shit and be like, all right, let me shut the fuck up.
I understand that. But when you was 19, go ahead, bro. My bad. I apologize. You know, I was a hard headed ass motherfucking nigga, bro. I was about to talk about this motherfucker. This is him, bro. That's me, bro. That's really me.
So hard on him, and it's like,
and I see that.
And, but at the same time,
you gotta like, be.
I see that.
I have to be. Once I get them 12 hours to do what the fuck I want to do, bro. You see what I used to do with them 12 hours, bro. Hey, you better not leave. If you leave and don't have me clean this motherfucker up, you ain't gonna be here for the next one type thing. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm talking about. We'll get deeper. Okay. But like,
I understand because we all grew up before.
We all did. That's it. So and now I see this, but he can't be. He can't be me in 07. Nah. Because that shit is dangerous.
But think about that shit.
Though. Yeah.
Nobody can tell you shit.
Nobody can tell me shit.
But at the same time, I lived in the same day and age of him. I was literally there 5 years ago, where it's like 5 years ago was nothing, where it's like y'all, it was like 10 plus.
This would make it great. That's what made it great. You just an old nigga at heart. And that's how we were then.
You just like us.
Like, that's what I'm saying. You like us
at
then.
20, at 21 years old, in reality, you was an old soul.
I always have been. I grew up with older people.
There you go. That's how we were. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to so now we're the older people telling him the same shit he's supposed to know, bro. And he's not taking in the information.
Not going,
and you know what I'm saying? The young soul in your head is like, hell yeah, I ain't listen to that nigga name. And we telling this nigga this shit, and like he walk away from you hearing it. And they like, that's fuck that shit.
Because you don't want to hear me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But at the same time, it was like, I didn't have that at that point in life. Like, the reason why I'm an old soul is because so much happened for me young. Like, so much happened for me. I can hear me on there. It's just you want me to sound real pristine.
Yeah, that shit was pristine.
So, basically, like, so much happened at a young age where it's like, okay, I lost my grandfather at 10. So, now it's no man in my life because I already didn't have my dad there. So, like, I understand him. Like, I don't know his whole story, but from the shit he tells me, I understand because in this day and age, it's a social media age. You want to look a certain way. You want to do shit a certain way. You know what I'm saying? To live a certain way because of how social media depicts life. And I'm trying to tell him, you, like, don't got to worry about that shit. It's like,
It's simple shit you doing right now. From the story I know him, I'm not exposing him, but like, he has some shortcomings. Being at the company we work at right now, in the age he is great for him, because it doesn't have to be always a career for him. He can grow up in the company and make it a fucking career. Whereas like you and I, I'm right in the middle of that. Whereas like I can do the same thing, but I don't want to. I'm in school. I'm trying to be an educator. Whereas like you didn't went through a lot in life, probably through your 20s and stuff. Now you find yourself here, and you like this company, so you're doing what you're doing. Whereas like him, it's like he like this is just another job. This is one of my jobs. Where we trying to tell him and tell him in life, where it's just like, bro, nah, don't treat it like that. Go crazy, because like you'd already had a lot of shortcomings being this young.
My big brothers, can y'all please give us a second and just get this nigga out of giving the seat? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all just explain to him what the conversation is and why we do him like we do him. Because the way that I do things for my brothers, like me, this is my, this, I'm telling you, I know this nigga for a long time. And we had times that we couldn't talk for 6-8 months at a time. But,
that's fact.
Or we couldn't see each other 6-8 months at a time. See, niggas was army type shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Is it like, and when we talk and get the understanding of life together, the things from the past and the future, then and now, me and him was two different people from then and now. You understand what I'm saying? We I don't want to say that, like, on the party. We switched roles. You was chilling.
Yeah.
And I was out. And now I'm chilling, and now you chilling.
I ain't gonna lie. That's why I can
feel
happy. Not just you, him. My bad. Run down.
Come sit here.
But real
you
shit.
Basically, Jeremiah, what we talking about here. Right now?
We can interview you. We can interview you.
Yeah, like.
This is your interview then. This is what we doing.
So.
It needed to be
more
than me.
Right. So basically, what we talking about, Jeremiah, is like being your age. We all have been there, and like had your point of view, where it's like your point of view is the best point of view, because where you at in your life is tough, but it's also like pivotal. And like,
I wouldn't even say it's tough. Like, I would just say it's trying at times. I ain't gonna say it's like easy, but the hardest part for me is just staying on the right path. Like, I'll be doing good for a short period of time, like 3-4 months, I'll just fall all the way back down. My problem is me figuring out what the fuck I'm gonna do, when I'm gonna do it, and how to be consistent with it. That's my issue. I ain't even gonna say it's hard. I just gotta figure some shit out on my end, because it's possible. And all of this shit really go back to when I started going to school. That was really when all of these problems I got now, this is what it root back to. Like, maybe if I had to stay in school, you know, like, half of this shit wouldn't happen.
Question. You got your GED?
Not yet.
So go get that. Before you go anywhere, I mean, don't forget to keep whatever your goal, like you said, you got to figure it out. Don't ever stop dreaming. When I say dream, I don't want to say dreamy, because that's like fairy tale. Disney.
Nah, like, I see what you're saying.
Set the highest goal.
I'm not even going to say set the highest goal, because
strive for everything you can strive for, really.
That's it. Like, if you know you can do it, ain't even going to flex. If you know you can do some shit to a excellent level, no matter what it is, and they can pay you for it. Not even, you half the shit don't even pay for it. You just do it, you know, old shit, word of mouth. Oh my God, this nigga did this. He made my porch like this. Not even saying you doing that, but you get what I'm saying. Find you something, but get that GED first. Because that shit really do mean something. Like, most kids don't believe it.
Before you say something, let me say something. Like, for me, like, they say I have an old soul, whatever. I'm not going to be like, oh, I have an old soul, I'm wise, whatever. It ain't about that for me. It's just like passing on knowledge that I feel like, or actually help somebody else. And my thing, bro, like, how I feel like I learned in life was watching other people's mistakes. I had a mother who had me and my brother really young, who was a single mother. I had a brother who, like, I don't mean to put his business out, but he got in trouble from the time he was 17, from the time he was, like, 22 in the jail every year. So seeing that, like, gave me, like, okay, my mom has gave us the best in life, or as much as she could. I don't want to put her down more in spirit because my brother messed up. I learned from his mistakes. I learned from her mistakes of parenting me in a way that I probably shouldn't have been parenting. Like, it's kind of like having an ultra perspective on life, whereas, like, sometimes I sit back and watch. I sit back and just listen and soak up stuff, like, soak up the stuff I say to you, soak up the stuff that he say to you, and, like, really listen. Like, because we know you're going to have a lot to say, but sometimes what you have to say is not need to be said at that moment. It's just soak it up. Take that in. Because then you may be around your own peers, around your own age, because really, me and you not far in age, you might drop some game on me. Or drop some game on him, because I know I drop game on him every now and then. You feel me? It's like the thing about wisdom, it comes in all shapes and forms. Like, it could be just how you move in life and how you, like, are so persistent in something. Like, I see so many kids on Instagram playing ball. It really make me want to get back, like, into the game. Like, I want to go coach again because I see, like they not like how my generation was, where it didn't matter if the cameras was out. We was playing that hard without cameras. But that to give them that mentality at all times, I could change somebody's life, like how my coach changed my life. Like, I feel like you are one of the people that God brought to me to, like, tell you certain things. Not to, like, God, you would be your mentor, but, like, really, Jimmy, like, bro, it's all right. I was in your shoes. I didn't not have my education. You know what I'm saying? But I fucked my head up and didn't know what I was finna do in life. And it's okay. Basically, where you at in life is okay. And we here to help. So just soak up all the game you can and keep putting that shit into your actions every day.
It brought you two. Because I ain't know you. We ain't know each other. I was tripping off the prices when we was talking about some shoes. So now this man bullshit. Hell, he was talking about 130 or whatever, you know. I don't want to put it towards shoes. But that's how that will be my analogy. But like you said, me and him, if I would, like, he not another word for interject, I ain't got a problem asking.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. When he had to tell input. You, bam, I'll tell you. See? Yeah. You know what's funny? Well, that's the first time you said some shit on me being denied. That was right. The real talk, though, like, shit like that, bro. Like, I ain't talk to nobody. Like, I meet you. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. This is my first. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is my first time meeting you.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is the most. You one of the most funniest niggas I met. But this is the most I have talked to a person that I don't know. Like I say, me and you just met. But to have this and to see what they're talking about, I'm happy to be here. Because I don't been there too. Like, it's a rough patch. It's gonna be there. But don't stress. Like, most people, like you said, bro, what I'm gonna do? How I'm gonna do it? Where I'm gonna do it? What I'm gonna do? Life is life. Don't stress on that. Seriously. That GED? This is my old soul.
That's that
this
first step.
This is my old soul. And this is what I'm gonna say is my old soul. Just like a Brian Kemp. My 12th grade year, I did what I had to do in school, literally, until 11th grade, when I stopped playing baseball.
Simple. I started hooping my ninth grade into my grades. My grades wasn't up to what it had to be, you know, so I couldn't play that year. And after that, I started slowly, like, descending, because, like, that's the reason I stayed in school that far, you know, just a place where just get some extra time away from the crib. Like, I just was always at one person. So hooping and it's sport, bro. Like, hooping, football. I just didn't play soccer and baseball or tennis and no shit like that. Like,
see,
I just
a tad bit different. Now, I got hurt.
Mine the same, but go ahead.
Yeah. I know my shit gonna be different, but at the same time, my feeling or fit was somewhat similar to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my 11th grade year, I got hurt. I got hurt my 10th grade last game before playoffs. Making the game winning catch. Tore my rotator cuff, stretching out as far as I could, to dive to save ball. Damn, bro, you were thinking, nigga, got me right. Oh yeah, we'll wait for you to get back, you know. We'll let you rest up, you know. I'm out there. This ain't me just talking, this is real. I got, you know. But, sports alone, Mm-hmm. Want to help you without that paperwork.
Yeah, like, you got to find a why after the sports. Because, like, okay, think about me, like, growing up, biggest kid in every grade, biggest kid in every school I went to, even probably the biggest kid when I walked into my high school in ninth grade. But I never let anything really knock me off my track because I knew my why. My why was to always try to be as good of a man as my grandma.
I lost my why for a long time.
And it's about now finding one. And, like, we here for that.
And ever since the time I was, like, I was 2 years old, I remember this. It's still in my closet right now. I was 2 years old. My closet at home back in Macon. I wrote, I'm going to the NBA. Not knowing that the next couple years, everything was going to fall apart. I wasn't mentally ready for what was about to happen. I wasn't mentally ready, mentally prepared, so it tore me down.
What was your why before then?
I just wanted, bro, basketball, bro, I'm telling you, I was in love with it. Like, I just wanted to be the best. That's what I wanted. I grew up looking
and
up.
The difference between me and you probably was, like, that's me, early, like.
That's early defeat, though.
Yeah, like, it is, like, but at the same time, for, like, I faced an obstacle at 10 when my grandfather passed, bro, like, most kids just, like, you change at that point. It's either you're going to go through a good path or a bad path. And then that wasn't the moment for me. It didn't decide. My path was changed when I was in high school. But right then, it was like my why became to make him proud and become at least half the man he was at a young age. So even with all that drama and stuff, like, it was like, all right, cool. I kept going. So then what knocked me off my path eventually was, like, I played ball through middle school, was like AAU teams, traveling, invited to AAU, USA basketball, whatever. They ain't important. What was important was, like, when I got in ninth grade, I lettered in basketball. Instead of going to the famous Miller Grove and playing with them getting championships, I decided, like, I'm going to do something different and go to my home school and go to Reading. Went there. My ninth grade year, I break my ankle at the end of basketball season. It changed. It really changed me.
What's next?
After that, like, I didn't notice he changed me because I was still in the moment. But, like, I was hanging with my homie, you know the nigga that made Watch Me Watch Me Nana? Mm-hmm. That was my homie, like, for real, day-to-day shit, like, best friends, all that. Start hanging with him more. Not saying he put me down the wrong path, but that's when I started doing drugs and shit like that. So, but, like, I still knew my why. But, like, my path got diverted because of what was around me and what happened. So, boom, 10th grade, my mom came up with a plan to send me to North Atlanta, basically, to go to school in Alpharetta at Chattahoochee High School with my best friend. I basically went through the same shit you did when you said you fucked up in 9th grade. I became ineligible. But I knew what I wanted still out of life. I knew I ain't want to be one of these niggas just, you're like, now you're like, I don't want to be like the niggas in Macon that just in Macon and ain't never seen anything outside of Macon. Yeah. I knew I wanted to be one of them niggas, like, I didn't want to just know Redan Road and never get off of Redan Road. I want to do something because just playing ball as much as I did and going to all them tournaments let me know that it's more out here. And so that little stuff you tell me when we talk on our one-on-ones at work or just when we in passing, use them little moments at, like, AAU or just being in Atlanta and knowing you live next to certain folks or around the corner from certain folks, you can be on the same level and do whatever you want to do in life. Like, being in Atlanta probably was, like, the best thing ever in life. I got the best of everything. Seeing, like, black entertainers, also seeing some of my peers make it in sports, see some of my peers become famous. Like, literally, my partner became famous and everything gone now. But really, like, see all that, it gave me a different perspective. And even if you didn't see that with your own two eyes, you got a partner right here living and breathing like me and tell you, like, bro, like, it's out here. Like, just keep working. Like, you got the support with this dude right here. You got just moral support with me and you, and just chopping up with you at work, even with you doing what you do and get on my nerves or whatever. You like a little bro. That's cool.
This
is a pivotal point in your life where I feel like
this is something you're gonna know for sure.
This is my brother.
Watch this. Nah. Ask TJ how long I've been fucking with Shoes.
Wait, man. Shit, 7 years? 8 maybe?
7 years. Guess when I started fucking with TJ?
Last year. And he's gonna get in the game tomorrow.
Like, bro, what you taught me was like the shit you had, it take years to build. If you do not have the experience, if you do not have the knowledge, if every time I have to sell a pair of shoes, I gotta call Richard damn near hang a phone on me. Hey bro, I got this pair of shoes, bro, how much I should sell it for? Hey, your phone tell you.
Hey, but real talk.
It ain't even me. You think I'd be doing you bad, bro.
This is my point, though.
The worst thing is, he has all of the shoes and won't sell them to me for what the sneaker store is selling to me for.
Period.
This is my brother. This is my brother. I'm talking about, nigga, we couldn't be no closer. His mama done beat my ass. My mama done beat his ass.
Yeah, calm down a little. And the moral of all that is like, you gotta get out and go get it, bro.
I ain't even gonna say that, bro. My thing is, just like how they said we started the podcast.
You came back in with another cigarette.
Your questions and the timing of your question, you'll never know when somebody trying to drop the jewels on you.
All right. Oh God!
I dropped jewels.
I got you.
8 years ago for this nigga, but now they want what you doing? When I say y'all motherfuckers are two. I'm dead ass serious. That's why I have the time to speak with you, bro. Damn this podcast. Right. Like, not damn this podcast. Like, fuck the podcast. But, I mean, even outside of this, bro, like I said, we just met. But I got time to talk to you, bro.
Let's transition in on just beating him down with, what could be.
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
What you want to do,
that's it,
bro.
He listening to me, bro. That's all that matters.
What you want to do in life, nigga?
Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all.
You was out there. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna step in on your show. You kick me out, and
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick you.
He's trying to get back in here. He's not listening to me. He walked out of here a long time ago, right? Because we had to have us a real conversation with this young man right here in front of us, and now he's trying to come in and interject when he is
fucking it up.
He hear us. He don't need to hear your loud ass. Don't he sound just like your ass?
I was just gonna say,
get in his motherfucking mic. Let him enjoy this one.
All I was gonna say,
don't he sound just like you?
All I was gonna tell him to pick his head up, man.
Look, that went what you said.
I can't tell. Stop. On God, swear to God,
he was
in this one.
He wasn't. It don't matter. He wasn't gonna say nothing. He walked the hell out. Behind the camera, right? You let your brothers get it. We got it. Don't worry about it. Hey, fire his ass. You got it. You want to fire his ass up? There you go. Run that shit. But for real though, keep me in mind of you though. As far as me and you go,
yeah.
I ain't told you no lie.
But listen though, what you want to do though? What's next? I know we work together and shit. That shit Gucci. And he didn't gave you the game. It's just in the mindset way.
I don't know.
I've been there.
I don't know.
My route was a little different.
I just want it, bro. I ain't gonna cut. I want the whole. I want everything. Bro, I want a nice car.
So you gotta do something.
I want a nice house. You know, I want the bad bitch. You feel me? I want all of that shit, bro.
The bad part you can leave out.
But
listen though, that's not a part of the mindset. The mindset, all that'll come when you get the mindset of I kill niggas and slay niggas that don't love you. Just in life, I live the way I live, bro. I'm just confident, man, bro. I need the confidence out of you, bro. One of the favorite TikTok.
You know, TikTok, they be having little inspirational, little inspirational shit on there, right? So, on TikTok every day. I forgot what his name. I think he passed or something. I forgot his name, but he got this little voice in the beginning of one of his videos, and it says, when life turns its back on you. You gotta turn your back on it. You know, don't feel sorry when you get knocked down. Or don't feel sorry when shit just ain't adding up. You gotta get up, you feel me, and go figure it out. The only way you know how, just figure it out. It don't matter how you do it. It don't matter. That's like saying, it matters how you get rich. It don't matter how you get rich. As long as you get rich. It don't matter how, once you get to that point, once you get to a certain point in life, and you don't accomplish all your goals and do what you had to do, you can kick back and enjoy. Even you can reap what you sow. You remember what you bust your ass for. And that's the point I'm at right now, because And a lot of shit, especially during these last 2 years, a lot of shit been going on. And it's like, what am I going to do? Now I'm at the point now where I know I have to do what I have to do, even when I don't want to do it. I only got $30, but I know I ain't got nothing to eat, so I got to spend $20 to get back and forth to the grocery store, bust down a little $10, you know. You can do anything when you're broke.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, being broke can teach you how to do some real shit.
I ain't going to lie, you have more money and more problems.
Like, everybody learn that shit different, and I feel like
that's really
his is probably different than mine, different than yours. Like, I experienced that in college. Everybody experienced it at different times. You experienced it at the same time as me, but just not at the same point of life of school or whatever. And like, that right there make or break you as a man. What, like, it make you figure out what is next for real. Like, when I was in school,
it make you really think about where the fuck you at. Like, it's like you just walking and you fall into a ditch. At that point, after you fall into that ditch, you only got one goal, and that's to get out the ditch.
And that's why I be telling you, like, bro, like, all these, like, some of the conversations we have, bro, it be like, it be unneeded. It's like, more actions, less words. Yeah. Like, for sure. Like, it's funny, like, I was talking about.
That's the motto you gotta live by.
But that's the problem, which, if you know the motto, if you know what's going, if you know that's the issue, number 3, why the hell you ain't got damn bit somebody? That was, what it was, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was up there? Probably 3 weeks, let me give you 3 weeks. What you did differently than 3 weeks, not to be, I hate for this shit to sound personal.
Man.
But you know what?
Man, I've been busting my ass. Look, I got more money than I had 3 weeks ago, too, you know what I mean?
That was your goal, and that's what you said. You said you wanted more money, and that's what you,
I got more money than I had then. I ain't saying I'm rich. I ain't saying I'm balling. I got enough.
You're saying exactly what you said.
I got enough to make it.
A next goal. But like, I don't want this shit to be like weak. Like, I feel like this could be a part of the podcast. Just like you coming up, and like, honestly, bro, if you want it to be, it don't gotta be. But like,
man,
your next thing could be going ahead, figuring out a program for you to get your GED. While we still working.
That's what I said. That's the you first thing. You gotta do that.
You're right, though. Because 3 months ago. 3 months ago, man, I was in and out of my mom and dad's house, sleeping in my car from time to time, you feel me? Goddamn, surviving off of goddamn 50-cent chips and shit. Like, it don't take nothing for you to fall off. It don't take shit, bro. You can be up one day, lose everything the next.
But that depends on how you choose to use it, though.
Yeah, you got it.
Right, look, I ain't gonna lie to you. If you done been here just a month, I don't know you've been there. Yeah. I didn't know I was here 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, if you done been here a month, working at StockX, you had the fees, the funds to go get your GED.
Yeah.
Like, when I say that, the fact that you...
Y'all want me to be all honest with y'all? I wouldn't be 100%
but you can be honest, but what
all I'm trying to tell you
is no, like, it's a no excuse zone, bro.
This ain't no excuse.
Even if it's the truth,
this ain't no excuse, bro. This is me, like, honestly, like, and I know how this is gonna make me sound, bro. But I don't know, it's not a priority to me, even though it should be. It's not.
That's a problem.
Why? That's a problem.
I don't know.
Why?
It's like,
I don't know to that question. Why is the wrong answer?
It's like
I can say that now. Oh gosh, I say, man, I don't think I could have did this all the way out of school, but I did it.
But that's why we got the opportunity to really talk to a nigga, like, really help him, like, you feel me, like, figure out why he feels like.
It's kind of like, you know how you just say something wrong with your car, right? Like, you get in it, it just don't sound right. It just don't sound right. You keep ignoring it and pushing it off until it don't matter, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just really forget about it. You know your oil need to be changed. You've been driving around with this shit on 1% oil life for the last month. You know what I mean? And you just, and then you don't fix it until that bitch break down on the side of the interstate. You 50 miles away from the crib. Like, and that's what happened to me. I ain't want to fix the problem until I was shit out of luck, with nobody to call, nobody to help, and I couldn't blame nobody but myself for not pursuing what I needed to pursue when I had time to pursue. I kept putting it off, and put it off, and put it off, and now I'm over here regretting not getting the problem fixed. And now it's even harder for me to get the problem fixed, because now I got to do all of this to catch up. All
right. What's stopping you from right now?
Right fucking now. Right. That's now, exactly what I'm going to say.
Right now.
Tomorrow, everything is open. 8 o'clock.
Your sister and your brother-in-law going to support that shit 100%.
All the way.
What's going to stop you right now?
Today.
Because, like, ain't shit stopping me from going to school, and I didn't did it. And you know how long we worked at work. And I'm still in school trying to do that at night. I probably laid on that sign right now. I think about it. Like, I need to go home and do homework after we done with this. But think about it.
My ass, I got kids.
Yeah, like you gotta figure out that why again, bro. And
it ain't even a why at that point, bro. You know why. You know every why question in your head. You know the answer to that shit. You gotta do that. Like right now, you ain't got. It's no reason why you sent me down there with the GED book or whatever the hell they give y'all, online book, study guide. I know they give y'all some type of template. Ain't no way you should have that bit right now, like today. Like I hated school, bro.
Because
outside of sports, I didn't give a damn.
That's gonna give you certification to even more so figure out what you wanna do.
That's gonna give you certification for life. Fuck. Yeah. When I say fuck school. How many, every year, where was I? In the summer. Trying to play summer ball. Fucking summer school. Fuck school. I didn't give a damn about school.
I went to school.
Just like
school.
You, but I love baseball.
I went to summer school.
So at our school, it was no summer school.
Nah,
so
I went to summer school so one year with this nigga.
And then you?
Oh, yeah, you did go one. But I said, how many times did I go? Four. Every year. I graduated out that bitch. Niggas walked across stage in May. I walked off in July. Like, because I had to, nigga. I ain't gonna say how you feel, because I feel you on that, and that's my evidence to feeling you. But you paperwork wise, that's the beginning.
I gotta put
like, you can have all, unless you catch somebody on Twitter, social media with a good idea who like, hey my boy, let me holler at you. If you don't catch nobody like that, it's gonna be tough as fuck. And I ain't playing about that.
I'm sorry, I ain't trying to fuck the ego.
See, there you go again, bro. You were gone, right?
Didn't he? I was gone. But I'm just gonna say that though, it was a bunch of bad bitches in summer school.
Oh yeah, I love summer school now.
Okay. See when I come here with facts, bro, like facts, bro, what you
have. It wasn't bad, it was just pretty.
Bitches
wasn't bad because if they was in summer school.
Nah, they was dumb.
You know what's funny?
Right.
What's
you call it? What's the word?
What's the word when I don't agree with him?
You don't agree with
him? No, not that. That's too simple. That's another one. You know, who's you were? You know, you came out of book earlier.
Concur.
I got a rebuttal, motherfucker.
Nah, there you go.
Okay. You said she wasn't bad because she was in summer school, right?
Yeah, what?
I'm going to show you. I'm finna show you. Y'all supposed to.
Nah,
because
she's slow.
No, you supposed to be able to cheat off her paper.
Slide because I got to go to work and I got to get up early in the morning.
Do we get up at the same time? What are you talking about?
Everybody ain't going to the same time.
That was a good radio.
You feel the tech? Do you feel the tech, bro?
I'm almost out of here.
Do you feel the tech? I wasn't there, so I don't know. I don't want you to come over and play for
us. We had a conversation. I'm good, bro, but I got to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That shit hard as fuck to get up in the morning. Especially like, what time we work tomorrow?
10.
This is fast motherfucker. We work 10?
Yeah, unless you gotta be there early.
Nah, I thought everybody changed shit. You know, you see not doing emails and shit.
13.
It's like, what, 10 to 8?
Yeah. You really just don't want to talk to anybody.
No,
hey, you know what's funny? It's for real. That bitch said.
I mean, I do it.
Hey, man, I just want you to have
my prerogative.
As long as you heard me. And that's a good prerogative. I feel you. Especially fucking with them guys. I feel you on that shit, man. You smart. My dumb ass been up watching the movie.
All right, y'all. For all right, niggas in the room.
Come on, man.
I'm going to see y'all.
I'm coming, bro. Wait. He already excluded from the niggas in the room family feast at the end of the night. Alright, give me a second. We can pause it.
They can stop it.
It's not.
Hope everybody enjoyed this episode. It's your boy Chocolate Thunder checking in once again. Make sure you go check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, and every other platform DSP that you have available to you. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We gonna fuck with y'all tomorrow. Peace, love, and light. We'll be back next Sunday for another episode. Sorry we ended it so abruptly.